This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis coming down to another study on God's Word. We're coming down. Today is Friday. And we've been here all the week looking at the resurrection of the dead along with the second coming of our blessed Lord. My friend, apart from the resurrection of our blessed Lord, there's no such a thing as salvation. Can I just plead with you, my friend? Oh, my friend, before we close this little broadcast this morning, let me say, the second coming of our Lord is bound up with the doctrine and promise of the transfiguration of those of us who are living in this very hour. Yes, in this hour, when kingdoms are crumbling and falling. Have you seen the news lately, my friend? Have you seen and heard the news? Oh, my friend, people being killed and slaughtered and ran down by overnight trucks and slaughtered. My friend, have you seen those things? Nations are at each other's throats like bulldogs, crying for each other's blood when the world is steeped in sin of the grossest sort, when drunkenness and lust and violence stalk the land, when we who are faithful to the Lord of God are giving forth warning messages. Oh, my friend, are we? Are we? Are we? Are we? The scripture says, watchmen, watchmen, what of the night? I'm God's watchman on the wall, my friend. I think about the military. Every base has sentries and guards and look out for intruders. And my friend, that's what the Bible tells us. Watchman, watchman, what of the night? But listen, when drunkenness and lust and violence stalk the land, when our young women are being raped and mutilated on our college campuses and hardly anything is said and done about it, my friend, when we who are faithful to the Word of God, giving forth our warning message, when the religious world is fast drifting into the great apostasy, my friend. Look at the religious world, my friend. You look at it. You look at it. Open your eyes and look at it. Do you see anybody praising the Lord in your church? When you go to church this coming Sunday, are you hearing anybody praising the Lord? Do you have prayer meeting in Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening before church where people stand up and say, Pastor, Mr. Leader, I praise the Lord for awakening a poor old soul like me and showing me that I was lost and brought me to see that I needed the Lord. Do you hear anybody like that? Or do you have religious movies on Sunday night? Oh, my friend, wake up. Wake up, my friend. Wake up. Our world is fast drifting into the great apostasy, denying the Lord that bought them. What have we to live for if the Lord is not coming back? What is our hope? It had been better if we'd have never been born. Death is on every hand, and we are happy today and weeping tomorrow at the graves of our loved ones. Oh, my friend, I in a study message I brought lately, I asked this question. Are you aware that your loved ones is going to hell? Are you aware that your precious daughter and son are going to hell, won't have the gospel? You folks out there in our mission places and tape families and CD families, are you aware? Are you being true to them? Are you calling them in and say, darling, mother loves you, daddy loves you. Are you concerned about your soul, daughter? Wife, are you concerned about your soul? I'm talking about practical living, folks. Practical living. Death is on every hand. And on every hand we hear the cry, death is certain. But let me tell you, my friend, according to God's word, hear me, to every born-again believer, death is absolutely uncertain. To every born-again believer, death is absolutely uncertain. It is uncertain because there will be a generation of born-again believers on earth who will never die. I expect to be living when the Lord comes. I often make that statement that the old trailblazer could be here when the Lord comes. I expect to get my new body without dying. Wouldn't that be grace? Oh, my friend, I've always thought about that. I may not be here. If not, I'll die in hope. God's word says we shall not all sleep. That is, we shall not all die. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be changed. That is, transformed. For this corruption, this corruptible, must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. Won't that be a moment of moments? Probably, oh, my friend, I may be sitting here behind this microphone in this little old studio when that last trumpet shall sound, and the words will die on the mortal lips of mine, and I'll be changed. When I shall lay down this corruptible body, be clothed with immortality, and rise to meet the Lord in the air with every born-again believer who's listening to me at this moment. Brother, those unsaved religionists don't have that hope. Don't have that hope. They laugh. The scripture says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. I know we're living in that day of darkness. I know that Satan is the god of this world, my friend. I wish you'd right here and get that series on Satan, the god of this world. There's 19 CDs. I've been selling them for $1 a piece postpaid. My friend, if you buy them, if you don't think they're worth it, I'll give you double your money back. Satan, the god of this world. Oh, my friend, we're living when Satan is on a rampage. Oh, my friend. Brother Spurgeon told a story in one of his messages. He said he walking down the streets of London one day, and he met an old friend, pastor. And he said, they got to talking. He said, "Brother, you haven't any trouble with Satan?" He said, "Oh, no, Brother Spurgeon. I hadn't had no trouble with Satan in 40 years. He just hung his head and walked on down the street. He knew nothing of the Lord, because the scripture said, if you live righteously, you shall be persecuted. Satan is the old persecutor, my friend. He holds up everything in this world to keep you from trusting the Lord. That's right. And now he's snatching our children and our grandchildren, snatching them just like a kidnapper. Oh, my friend, but listen. Let me go back. Brother, those unsaved religionists don't have a hope. They belittle the message that I bring here, make fun of it. God pity them in this hour. Look up, my friend. Our redemption draweth nigh. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. Our Lord cometh. One morning, I believe it'll be morning, the shout of the Son of God shall ring down from the heavens and raise the dead, those we spoke of in the last two or three studies in this week. And then it is written, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know, the old travelers always had a fear of flying, fear of heights, fear of those things. But, my friend, there won't be no fear there. If the Lord catches me up, one of his angels pick me up, carry me into his bosom. Oh, my friend, listen. The dead raised, the living chained. And, brother, sister, this might be any time now, any hour when you think not. Are you ready? Are you ready to go be with the Lord? Can the old trailblazer just be serious with you for a moment or two, wherever you are? Old 18-wheeler driver out there on the Highway 90, Interstate 40 up there in Tennessee, where I love. Or maybe out there on Highway 5 in California, 95 over there on the East Coast, anywhere. You riding down the highway with a load of hazmat material behind you, maybe a load of cattle, wherever. Are you ready? Are you ready if the Lord calls you home? That old truck's going to go over the cliff. You may be riding along the Lord if you're saved. Are you saved? Can you say, oh, you old fool, you don't know what you're talking about? Yes, ma'am. And yes, sir. We have a lot of ladies driving trucks now. Lady, are you saved? Are you ready to go be with the Lord? Are you looking to go? Are you looking? Are you looking to go, my friend? Wherever you are, pastor, preacher, are you ready to go, evangelist? Are you ready? Highfalutin, high-rolling preacher, are you ready? Got 30,000 members, are you ready? My friend, are you ready? Oh, my friend, listen. Do you know there are men who will stand in their pulpits with an open Bible, every promise of assured staring at them, and will dare to say that the second coming of Christ is not important. And many will even deny it, make fun of it. But to the born-again believer, his second coming is that blessed hope. It is the consummation of the believer's life. Brother, I'm listening for that shout. I'm looking for the Lord. Would that it were this morning or tonight, and we'd go to meet him. God help us, my friend. I wish I could take every one of you by the hand, hug you to my bosom, lead you to the Lord, and leave you there crying, my Lord and my God. Leave you there at his feet rejoicing in that blessed hope that he's coming. Leave you there praising him for redeeming such a wretch as you are, saying, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Are you ready, my friend? Are you ready? Are you just foo-fooing the message? My friend, this is serious business we're talking about. It's not child play. The old trailblazer has got a broken heart, a heart as big as a pumpkin for you this morning, because I see you. By faith, I see you out there drifting. We've had a few folks who've gone off and left this ministry because of being offended by something or someone. But, my friend, they're still out there, and their pastor loves them. I'm calling them back. Come on home, my friend. We sang that song. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, Lord, I'm coming. Would you come back home? Would you come on home, my friend, go with me to be with the Lord? My friend, this world holds nothing. It holds nothing. All the pleasures and the things that we have, they're not lasting, my friend. It all vapor, just like a vapor. This life is like a vapor. It is. And it'll blush away. We look back over 2,000 years or so since the Lord was hung on the cross. They passed by quickly. Many generations have gone on. But, my friend, he's coming back. He's coming back. And all of those souls, like we started from Abel on this way, coming by order, this rank, that rank, on down through this past year even, folks that you've known, and I've funerals that I've conducted, and I've stood there and tell them that the Scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you a new creature? I've stood there and told them, the old yellow dog in the backyard will know when you get saved. Can you say that, my friend? The old tomcat sitting on the back steps, does he know that you saved? Oh, my friend, does your family know you saved? Does your wife know you saved? Or do you know she saved? My friend, this life is short. This life is so short. And we're going to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. E-V-E-R, ever. And then, where are you going? Where are you going to spend eternity? Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, that's where you go if you never come to know the Lord. The greatest thing in this life is to come to know the Lord, my friend. You say, how so, Pastor? Come on. Fall at his feet crying, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. He will. He said he waits to be gracious. And he's shown that down through the ages. You're still living. You're still breathing. Look, come on to the Lord. Turn to the Lord now. Would you do that? Call me and let me know. Call me and tell me, Pastor, Lord, save me. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer. Pastor Pendarvis, the old trailblazer. Post office box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my phone number here, call me if you will. Area code 225-664-8658. Remember, see you next week. Goodbye and God bless you.
Blessed Savior.